This is Ouch My Wallet, hosted by Robert Simmons, a production of the TF Talk Network. Hello and welcome to Ouch My Wallet, part of the TF Talk Network, where we talk about what latest things we have bought and have put the hurt on our wallet. I'm your host, as usual, Rob Simmons, and with us today we have Sergio.
Hey, good evening.
And Anna will be joining us shortly. She needs a few minutes. I think she just got home late, but she'll be joining us in a bit. But Sergio, I don't think you've actually been on the show since we broke it off. You know, forever ago.
I've slowly been hopping around everyone's individual shows, and so this is my first time on this one.
Cool. Oh, look, there's Anna.
Oh, excellent. There she is.
So hi, yes, Anna.
Hi, Anna.
Hello.
You're echoing there, Anna.
I might be able to fix that.
Okay. Wait, I think it cleared up. I think it does that thing where it takes it a minute. You know,
We should be good now.
Yeah, you sound cool. Good now.
All right, good. I'm not even using a headset.
Okay.
Just in time, too.
Cool. All right, well, since, you know, and it's been a while since you've been on the show, too, Anna. Again, Serge, who has never been on the show since we broke it out. But we'll give Sergio first dibs since, yeah, he's the newbie.
Yeah, well, luckily, this has been actually a really good toy week for me. Which it shouldn't be, because I got a vacation coming up in exactly 30 days. So I've been trying to save up as much as I can. I've been very frugal at the start of this year.
Are you going to TFCon?
I wish. The ironic part is that I'm going to Orlando the week after TFCon.
You were talking
about the
ride earlier, and so I just assumed it was TFCon. Oh, my God.
I had planned to go. But my girlfriend got accepted to a dental program, so she transferred schools. So that pushed her spring break from the weekend of TFCon, starting the weekend of TFCon, to the week and after. So, but we still wanted to go to the park, so we're like, well, fuck it, we'll just go over to. Anyways, I've been pretty frugal this year, but the set that I'm about to show off, I found it for an amazing price, and I couldn't pass it up. So I'm going to start off with two of them that are related to the rest of the set, and these will probably give away what the rest of the set is. I'm going to start off with Universe Striker, which is a repaint of, I forget the
Beast
name.
Wars
I don't
Neo.
Know if it's the same.
I think it's Beast,
it was Beast Wars Neo.
Or second.
It was Beast Wars Neo, but
I
forget the Japanese name.
Like
I think
that.
So, yeah. But he was released in the Universe line. He is a Stegosaurus for the audio listeners. If there isn't, do you guys do the audio of this?
Yeah, I'll upload it to podcast.
Okay, later. Well, yeah. So for the audio listeners, he's a Stegosaurus. But basically, as I mentioned earlier, we are going on vacation to Orlando, so we're hitting up all the theme parks. And what me and my girlfriend have been doing is we've been watching movies related to the parks. So we did a Disney binge on Disney Plus. For a couple weeks straight, and then we moved on now to Universal properties. So we did Jurassic Park, the 5 movies, and so that kind of set off on a dino kick because I grew up with the Jurassic Park movies. That kind of reignited my love for dinosaurs. So I figured, well, why not the best thing of both worlds? My two favorite things: dinosaurs and Transformers. So I went on eBay during our Valentine's Day date. I went on eBay, and I made an offer on them for $10.
Put down your phone, Sergio. Put down the phone. God,
man. We were waiting for the pizza, so, she mentioned because she was like, wow, this looks like an awkward first date. We were both, sitting there in silence waiting for our food, because it's like, she's like, we spend so much time together, I don't even know what to talk about today. And I'm like, well, sometimes, you don't need to. But so I made an offer on eBay for $10, and the guy accepted it, so I'm pretty happy with what I paid for. It's about worth it or so. But I ended up really liking the mold. This is definitely my favorite iteration of it. It's actually pretty good. For most Beast era figures from that time, they're not really the greatest, but this definitely surprised me at how good it was. Next up in the same line is Universe Triceradon, which is also a repaint of a Beast Wars Neo. I believe it's also Triceradon.
He's the one that has, like, his side comes off and his ribs are all bloody, right?
Yes, yes. So he does have the... right there, you can see the ribs coming off, which is kind of cool. I mean, it's definitely an interesting gimmick. I'm assuming that they probably borrowed the idea from the JP line, which was out around roughly the same era, the same time frame. So he also has like the dead mode. So if you push back on the nose of the Triceratops, his tongue sticks out and then the eyes roll back. So that's pretty cool. I mean, that's definitely, like I said, a very unique gimmick. And again, most Beast era figures from that line are pretty limited in terms of articulation. I'd say about 99% of them are shell formers.
Yeah, so it's a big time, shell former line.
Yeah, especially Neo. Neo is very, very shelly.
I mean, it's cool because we got like a bunch of alt modes that otherwise we wouldn't see. You know, we got a bunch of interesting animals like Break, the penguin. But it's a miserable toy. You know, it's nothing but a shell formed around it.
I wasn't expecting, you know, the greatest of figures. Just telling from pictures, this is my first time handling the mold. Especially because the left arm, or right arm, I guess, is half of the Triceratops is being on his shoulder. It's like a giant shoulder pad. But I was pleasantly surprised at how little that hinders the movement. I mean, he still has pretty good posability. He stands well. The joints are very nice and tight. Overall, I'm very satisfied with this, especially if I think I paid like $15 shipped. So it's not bad. I didn't check the description. This is my bad. He did not come with the two missiles. I did end up finding one from another seller for $5. So I did buy that. So now I'm on the hunt for the other missile. But lesson learned, check the description before you buy it.
I don't know how many more in the line have it, but I know the giraffe, I can't remember its name at the moment. It does the same thing where its eyes roll back and its tongue sticks out like it's dead.
Yeah, I'm sure it has something to do with the fiction. I don't know if Neo has been subtitled yet. I know I think it did. Neo got the like really big like fan subs.
Yeah,
I think it was like a year or two back where they did like the most accurate fan sub to date.
You watched that, Anna?
A little bit, yeah. I watched the first couple episodes, and it's fun.
Like
I've been meaning to watch
those, but oh man, that's a chore.
It's yeah
for me.
You really have to be an anime fan, like a big anime fan, to like it. It's very, 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 very anime, and So I've watched a couple episodes of it, and I gotta finish the series just to see what the fiction. But yes, sure. Forget who else too, but now that you mention it, I do remember that the giraffe long rack also has that gimmick. So I got those two. I believe those were the only two that were released in the Universe line. The next ones that I'm about to show you were released roughly in the same time frame, kind of on their own subline, which is interesting because most people refer to them as Armada, but they're not really Armada because they use the Armada style packaging. So if that didn't give it away, I got the complete set of... I only got two hands, so I can show them two at a time. The complete set of the Dinobots released from that timeline. And so they're pretty much... Well, they're all repaints either of Beast Wars or Beast Wars Neo releases. A lot of times, it was the very first time and the only time that the mold has been released in the U.S. These were Walmart exclusives, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
But I posted in a Facebook group that I was looking for the whole set... because like I said, we were watching Jurassic Park and I was kind of in a dino kick. And luckily, one of my good friends messaged me, said that he had the entire set and he sold it to me for $35 shipped, which is amazing price because like, eBay had most of these, like for the pair, was like $40 for each pair. Like, so,
like I remember when those came out, like I didn't buy them. I had the original molds and I think at this point I've thinned them out and I don't have all of them anymore. But like they were a hot item. Like people were into it, you know. And I mean, that was pre-movie, you know, or pre-Bane movie. So you know, the amount of toys we got in a year was way less. So like, if you wanted to go hog wild and buy all the weird repaints that came out, you could do it and not have to have a second house. You know,
yeah.
The Bane movie, you know, changed that forever for us.
Yeah. with it being Walmart exclusives, I'm assuming that with them being exclusives too, didn't add to the, you know, easiness to get these, yeah. Especially.
What were the other two?
The two that I'm holding up for the audio listeners is, again, I believe Stryker retained the name.
It's Stryker, yeah.
Triceridon as well. They all have the general basic same color scheme. It's not the same, but it's generally the same. Stryker in this mold, he has the red stego plates and then kind of like a silver finish with white and black stripes. This is not gold paint. It's just gold. Well, it's gold paint, not gold plastic. So if you're looking into buying this set, fear not. Your Stryker is not going to crumble into a million pieces. It is molded in gray plastic, but it was painted into gold.
Man, like I got my Beast War 10th Dinobot, you know, that had the good paint scheme on it.
And yep, just mine crumbled.
Crumbled, man.
Yep. It
breaks my heart.
And that came out in 2006, so yeah. Not that long ago.
Like, they knew better. They knew better. Mm-hmm.
Triceridon is this kind of like pinkish gray almost, and you mentioned, you know, I see the yellow horns, which is a pretty nice touch. These are also all Autobots too.
Yeah.
They're not Maximals or Predacons. The next two that I believe came together was I'm just picking them at random. I have Grimlock, which is the Beast Wars Dinobot mold. So this one is pretty neat. We had gotten a Beast Wars Grimlock before, but again, GPS in the legs. So the cool thing about the set is that none of them have gold plastic. However, going back to Triceridon, he does have brown plastic, and I can't tell if they're cracks or it's just the way that the injection was done.
My understanding is that, I mean, we call it gold plastic because it's the most susceptible, but all plastic is susceptible to it. And if you see the swirls in it, that basically means it's not mixed well enough to be, you know, really sturdy. Like, if you see the swirl, it's basically already broken and just waiting for enough force. And that's more than likely how it's going to break. And it's just gold is the worst at it.
It's probably just aged. I was messing with them, and I mean, he's super, super tight. And when I first bent the knee, I heard a loud crack, and I felt like
oh,
heart
God.
In the floor. And I inspected it. I don't really see any cracks. I can't tell if it's a hairline crack or not. But either way, I think I'm not really going to mess with this. Either way, I mean, it's by now it's almost 20 years old. Which again, I was
is that
Jesus
a set of
Christ.
Six? The Armada.
Yes.
Okay. Well, then why don't we pause there and we'll rotate around to Anne and we'll come back and we'll wrap up the last half of the set.
Cool. Go ahead.
Sure. Yeah. I have a lot of things I could talk about, so I'll just talk about some things and move through it. I mean, I have Clobber sitting here, so I'll start with her. And I Impulse. She's a Target sell, right? That Target sell made me think, I may as well go ahead. I've been thinking about getting this for a while now, and I might as well go ahead and grab it. And I know that Cyberverse toys are... There's issues with them.
They're bad.
For the most
part.
There's some bad aspects to them. And, I mean, for what it is, this is fine. It can do this. Yay, right?
Yeah, the feature at least none of us wanted. But
right.
Kids probably find it fun.
Yeah, it's amusing enough. I actually just got this yesterday, so I actually haven't transformed it yet to see how it looks. The pictures make the tank mode seem like it's okay.
Few did a good review of it like a week or two ago, and you're not missing anything by not transforming it. It just kind of like the legs fold in, and it's like, I'm a thing. That's it.
Perfect. Was the articulation any decent? I tried buying her when she first came out, but she was street dated at Target, which was annoying.
The street date is so bad on, and especially on something like Cyberverse, it's bad enough on Generations.
The articulation is okay on this. I mean, it's got, you know, it's got hips and knees, and I guess you can call this some sort of ankle action. It's really not. Because it isn't actually. Like,
hey, Anna, Lucas says you should transform it on camera.
Yeah, sure. I'm doing that. I can't even visualize how this thing would look in vehicle mode. Like, I don't see a vehicle in this.
It's a lot of... Imagination.
Yeah. It has wrists. It has wrists. That's nice, right?
That's startling for Cyberverse. Hell, right? That's startling for the Generations lines lately. A lot of them don't get wrists.
Yep.
It has a separate gun. The face sculpt is, like, I think the face sculpt's what disappoints me the most on it is because it just doesn't have any expression. And I feel like this is the type of character that should have expression. And it doesn't. It's just a bleh. But, you know, it's fine. Whatever. It's not super expensive. And it's a Cyberverse figure. And it's probably, like, I feel like with Cyberverse, like, you never know if it's going to be the only one for that character.
Yeah.
With yeah.
villains, with a lot of the Decepticons, it is.
They've been throwing some pretty, you know, left field characters that, well, not so much left field to the Generations line, but something I wouldn't expect to be in a kid's line.
Right.
I wish Cyberverse toys were better because of that. Like, they took Lugnut, who I like, and said, we're going to take that character, make it a female, and, you know, and adapt it around that. Like, that's awesome. You know, I love seeing characters grow and expand and change. And, you know, there's a Rack and Ruin toy coming out. There's a McAdams Build-A-Figure. There's a freaking cowboy in, like, an upcoming wave.
Oh, that was disappointing.
It looks so bad.
The artwork that they showed for the cowboy for the TV show was great. And I was like, awesome, this is going to be cool. We're going to get a cool toy. Because, you know, the recent Cyberverse figures actually haven't been half bad. But then they showed the figure and,
It looks bad. It looks like a sheet of plastic.
It's so bad.
But what Lucas mentioned in the chat and what's really important to mention about these things is, you know, if you order this thing like off Amazon and you're excited to get it because it's going to be like a fun figure or whatever, Anna said it wasn't complete garbage, so it's okay. The plastic is really garbage. Like, this is like, this plastic is like KO plastic. Like, this is what I'm used to when I buy like not nice KOs.
Yeah, that.
We know that I buy
size class. That size class is an exposed packaging. Yeah. So when I picked it up in the store, one, it's extremely light. And then two, it's like if you just tap on the plastic, you can tell when the plastic is cheap. Like, it was just sounded like, you know, plastic cutlery that you would get.
Take it away. Take it away.
Hollow legs, hollow arms.
Although, honestly, it looks like the new upcoming Smokescreen's feet. Just this big gaping hole.
So, yeah, anyway, I got it because it's a character I wanted to have, not because I thought it was going to be an amazing toy. And guess what? It's not an amazing toy. It's fine.
I mean, I think it'll look cool in robot mode, you know, just standing on the shelf, because they look nice from the front, but that's all they can do.
I just put it on my animated shelf, and it looks cool there. Like, it goes well with the animated style, so it looks good. I think Cyberverse and animated actually blend really well on the shelf. And I am going to get a good deal of the deluxes, like, because I do like them. And I messed with Lucas's first wave of the deluxes. And the plastic isn't as bad as this plastic. And they're actually fine toys. They're not bad. They're not as good as what we're getting out of C-Dries. But they're okay. So I feel like the next thing I talk about should be this, because it's a good sequel. Oh. To Surges. It's like, look at all my Dinobots. And
Funny enough, the you don't got to worry about the vintage crumbling on you, but the one with the much better show accurate paint job, that's the one that you can't touch. Ironic.
But this
came out 10 years after.
This is the one I had. And this is like one of those few times that I got rid of something and I was like, oh, why did I get rid of that? I love this toy. Like, it's just it's a fun thing. And it doesn't look like the cartoon model at all. It is a goofy toy.
Audio listeners, why don't you tell us what you got there?
Oh, it's a Beast Wars Dinobot.
The original release.
The original kind of
OG release.
Dinobot.
With that weird transparent orange plastic.
I mean, I wonder if it's the same plastic that we saw. What was it, like that translucent, was it like a Tarantulas from the commercial? Was it that also translucent orange?
No. Like, at least not the Tarantulas figure we got, no. I don't know if, like, maybe some proto or early pictures or commercial might have been. I couldn't tell
you. I remember Pete Robocon had it on display their first year.
Okay.
Yeah, that man, yeah, that like that mutant head thing was one of the dumbest gimmicks that they've done. Like, I don't know
what
they were trying to accomplish with it. Yeah. And it just makes it such a pain to transform too, because trying to get that flap on the back of the head, transforming it back into beast mode is really annoying to
I think I could just play like this with it on.
It's a problem with that whole first wave of Beast Wars figures. I find that the mutant head halves just get in the way and they clutter the robot mode. I mean, if they had actually ended up using that in the show, maybe we'd be like, oh, it's awesome and it's great. But, you know.
Yeah.
Right. We'd be like, oh, that's so meaningful.
I think the best part, I think, thankfully, all of them are hinged by friction. So what I did, I just popped them off. Yeah, I popped them off.
So I got a good deal on a Beast Wars lot, and I split it with Christian. So we got some Beast Wars, and I also got this, but I don't care.
Oh, nice.
What? It's a OG Waspinator. He's great.
He is a good toy.
His wings move. Does his mechanism still work?
What is his mechanism? I didn't even know he had a mechanism.
Oh, wait, no, sorry. I'm thinking of the Generation.
It's the Generation.
Yeah, okay. Because I didn't think he had a mechanism.
His gun shoots, but...
Like, well, mine's gun doesn't shoot because this one doesn't have missiles. That was the only thing wrong with anything in the lot. Yeah. It's missiles, but I don't like missiles. So I didn't really care because missiles are for me to lose and then regret later because then I lose my finger, so whatever.
Yeah, that's a great figure, though.
I had forgotten how fun those wings are on it. They're really fun with the detail. I didn't even want the Waspinator, though. I really bought the lot so I could get the Dinobot, and I've decided to go ahead and try to get as many of the basics as I can.
Ooh, Razor Claw.
So I went ahead and got Razor Claw. That's
a good one.
The basics were what I thought were the cool toys in Beast Wars.
They're fun. They're a lot of fun.
Yeah, like, these were just... Like, there's nothing wrong with them. They're well-articulated. They turn into fun little pseudo-animal thingies. They have fun bot modes. They actually have cool faces. I mean, they're just fun things.
Yeah, the Beast Wars line was really the explosion of ball joints. You know, that wasn't the first time the line saw ball joints, but that's when it's like, we're going to make a line around ball joints. The only issue I have with some of that as a whole is that, especially, you know, it's been, what, 20 years, some of those guys, the ball joints, you know, aren't as good as they used to be. And so sometimes they have trouble standing because of that. But, you know, a little floor polish. Yeah, stuff like that, Anna. Sometimes they just, you know, it's a ball joint. He's been holding that arm up for a long time. It still does pretty well. A little floor polish will fix it. But, you know, that's probably my biggest complaint, which isn't a big one. So,
no, it's not a big complaint at all, honestly. Like, these are just... I didn't have all of them back in the day, right? Like, I had a lot of these. I don't know what I was thinking selling my Beast Wars, honestly. Like, there's some Beast Wars. Like, I don't like Transmetals. I know that's probably, like, blasphemy around, like, real fans or whatever. But I didn't like Transmetals at all, and I would have happily sold all of them even now. But, like, my original stuff, I wish I would have kept. I actually bought on the shelves with, like, my baby money.
I mean, I've started thinning down some of my non-show Beast casts, but I still liked all the toys. You know, I'm well past, like, I've been getting rid of a lot of figures that I liked, but, you know, I've also had them in my collection for at least 10 years, you know, and it's, you know, time to move on a little bit, but they're all great stuff.
Yeah. So that's like most of what I have for today.
Yeah. All right.
Want to take it out?
I want to go. I got a quick one here. The last show we had, which I think was 2 weeks ago, Peter was on, and he had this Return to Cybertron sticker book. And, you know, kind of talked to us about its goofiness and its silliness. You know, there's the police ship on the front. One thing I want to point out, and I'd share this in a group, the short version is Optimus Prime has a dream, and then he wakes up from the dream. But
interesting.
Here he is with his good buddy Soundwave. Why? I don't know. Sticker book nonsense, but the art's pretty cool, you know, on the front. I love the painting. You know, but that's by far the goofiest thing in here is that, you know, there's Soundwave there with him. But
those are the coolest things, the goofy stuff. It's always a nice conversation piece.
So I got its companion as well, The Revenge of the Decepticons, which again, ooh, you know, has some cool art here. And it also has some goofy fun stuff. What's interesting there is, see that red car? That's actually Sunstreaker. And yeah, and like there's another spot in here. There's another sticker here. That arm there is Sunstreaker's arm. And so, and I mean, and it's definitely Sunstreaker. It's not like there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Because you know, right here he is. You know, that's obviously Sunstreaker, and there's where his arm goes. You know? And
there, I wonder if they got sent the wrong toy.
That's what I wonder if it's the Diaclone thing. You know, and here, you know what the Autobots are always running out of in the G1 cartoon? Gasoline. They're running low on gas, so they have to go get gasoline. And the Decepticons fight them about it. I mean, it's ridiculous. Like, right here, they're feeding it to Brawn. And he says, like, drink deep. You know? You need that gasoline. I don't know. It's just... It's silly, it's fun, but this is my...
Is this canon?
Yeah, it's 100% canon. Along with Cliff Jumper being bloodthirsty. Like, the book... Oh. Yeah, it's... The book starts off with, you know, once again, the peace-loving Autobots find themselves forced into battle. And the first thing you read is Cliff Jumper, let me at him, Optimus, I'll smash him. You know, like, just... It says it's Cliff Jumper because that's how it responds, but... It looks like it's Brawn, actually, which would make a little more sense. But then it says that's Prime talking, but it's a Hound. Or no, that's Mirage's arm, but the back looks like Hound. I don't know. It's all over the place. this shot of Optimus Prime in truck mode with his head sticking out is pretty great. The sticker's not there, but that would just...
But I like how like the back is like mistransformed too. They definitely like
got it's supposed to be mid transformation right there.
Oh, okay. Well, it's a transforming just like the toy too. So they had to have gotten the toys.
Yeah, but this is my favorite panel. It's Prowl mid transformation, and it looks really painful. Like what the hell? What the hell is that?
Jeez. Where's the rest of the robot? It looks like they just exploded a car.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It doesn't help that there's, you know, a bunch of explosions in the background where the Seekers are attacking, but yeah, there's
That's cool that you found an unused copy, right?
Oh, they're all over eBay. Like,
oh, really?
Yeah, I can't remember exactly what I paid for them, but they're like $15 each, something like that.
It's not bad.
Nah, not for, you know, novelty kitsch crap. Maybe it's a little much. It used to be 99 cents. I got ripped off, obviously. But, you know, they're all unused, and they're just, I don't know, they're fun to look at, and I enjoy that kind of out there stuff. Yeah. So, Sergio, do you want to go with wrapping up your Armada Dinobots?
Yeah.
I know Anna kind of wanted to be a little bit of a short show, so we'll do one more round, and then
Go to bed. So we left off on Grimlock, who is a repaint of Anna's Dinobots. And then the other three are, I think they were also basics. I know this one for sure was a basic.
It's Pterosaur.
I think it's Swoop.
It's Pterosaur.
I think it's Swoop, though.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. And the...
Yeah. I think. I don't remember. But, yeah, he's Pterosaur. So
I love the bright colors they put on those. They're really bold.
Yeah. They kind of pop. So, like I said, I mean, they all have, like, a general color scheme, but it's not the same, which is kind of annoying. Because, you know, it seems like they definitely were going in the right direction, and then they just kind of gave up halfway through. But, you know, it's an Autobot Pterosaur, which is cool. This is actually my first time owning this mold. He's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's not bad. It's
he suffers... Great. Especially the original one, like my pterosaur does not like to stand up at all. His hips are the worst, and then his ankles aren't good.
The best
either.
Part of it, yeah, I don't know if the previous owner put future or they just were never played with, but this guy's he's got, you know, really stiff joints like the other guys. This guy not so much. We got next up is Sludge, who this is the only, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, the only repaint of this mold, the only time that this mold has ever been released stateside. I forget the original name of the mold, but he's not even a dinosaur. He's some sort of lizard. I think it is an extinct lizard, but it's much closer to us than it was to dinosaurs.
Yeah, I don't know if I still have him or if I got rid of him recently. I just remember, you know, he's neat because he's got that big like it was almost like a Venus flytrap on his back when it spreads out.
Yeah.
It is.
So for the audio listeners, it's kind of like an iguana with like a Spinosaurus spines on its back. And the spines split open into like this shield looking thing. But it's like really nicely painted. I mean, they painted the whole thing. Kind of looks like a papaya now that I look at it. It looks like a papaya in the shape of a TIE fighter wing. But it's pretty cool. I mean, I definitely appreciate the paint. You know, you mentioned earlier that around this time was when they started going crazy with ball joints. So, like, literally everything is a ball joint.
Yeah.
Like, everything. So whether he's it should a little bit looser than the others. Yeah. So, you know, even, like, the damn head is a ball joint. It's like they really went crazy with this. So he's okay. I think he's definitely my least favorite one of the bunch. He's not awful, but it's not great. It's okay. But to wrap it up, the last one, this one's cool. This one I know for a fact is the only repaint and the only time they released it in the U.S. But my favorite name of the bunch, we got Slapper, who is an Ankylosaurus. He has an awful gimmick. His gimmick is that his tail, just like a real-life Ankylosaurus, would use to defend itself. So does Slapper, but it's really bad. And I even looked it up on the wiki, and even the wiki said that it's a notorious thing that even when it was, you know, first came out, the tail on it was really weak, a little spring. So, yeah, kind of, a little bit. He is, out of all of them, the most shell-formery.
Yeah.
The entire dinosaur is on its shoulder pads. He's very limited because of that. And he's also very back heavy because, you know, attached again, via ball the joints. Shell. Yeah. Yeah. And yep. You called it. They are attached via ball joints, two different ball joints. There's one on the body and then one on the shell. So
he's got great colors though.
He does. Yeah. He's got that like gray and red color scheme that the others kind of have. It's not bad. The cool thing about the Ankylosaurus mode is that the beast is in a fixed position. He's kind of like in a curved position. So the beast legs all come in a predetermined stance. So like one of the hind legs is like in a 90 degree angle. His head is looking to the side. So it's a pretty cool toy. I mean, it's not awful. It's not the greatest. If you don't like shell formers, you're not going to like it. The transformation is literally just stuffing the body parts into the shell as best as you can. There really is no right or wrong. As long as you stuff them inside the shell, if it fits, it's transformed. It's pretty cool. I mean, the reason he's not my least favorite is just because it's an Ankylosaurus. So that's already cool. But I don't know. It's kind of quirky. Just, you know, it's neat. It's not the greatest figure I own by a long shot, but I don't know. It's neat. So
it's kind of fun to, you know, have sub teams that you can complete as well. You know, a 6-figure sub team is pretty easy to do. You know, have a little shelf, have a little display with them.
I was really happy that I was able to piece the entire thing in one swoop. That was my goal from the beginning. I knew that I was probably going to have to piece them together, but I'm glad that I got them all in one swoop, all complete with their weapons, great condition, nothing's broken, everything's nice and tight. And so now I'm going to have an entire shelf of all these molds.
Are you gonna
put together?
Are you gonna get the I can't remember his name, you probably remember it, the red Megatron, Beast Wars Megatron repaint?
T-Rex.
Yeah.
You know what? I used to have him, and I thought I did have him still, but I think I may have sold him during my purge at TFCon a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Because I looked through my bins and I couldn't find it. I did find the original Beast Megatron, so close enough. But I would love, yeah. I think next on my list is definitely to do the Beast Machines version of the Dinobots, which was T-Rex, Striker and Triceratops. Those two kept the names.
If I'm remembering correctly, like I think T-Rex is actually worth a bit.
Yeah. Transformer Land has it loose for like $60 in the box. You're looking at around 80, 70. I don't know how limited. I wasn't around. Well, I was alive for Beast Machines, but I wasn't, you know, I was like, what, four?
Yeah.
Four or five. So I have no idea what their rarity was, if you remember.
I was being stingy at the time, so I only bought one. I just bought Striker and thought he was cool.
Yeah. So I mean, I guess if you're a fan of dinosaurs, I think you won't be disappointed with the set. They definitely do carry the usual Beast Wars mechanics, which is ball jointed everything. The shell hangs off of them. The tails become the weapons. So it's nothing new, nothing spectacular, but I think if you were only to get a couple, definitely Striker and Triceridon are my favorite of the set. Those two, especially Striker, I was very, very, very happy at just how, especially for the time that it came out, I was very, very happy with how well the toy was made. And so if you're looking to buy some dinos, definitely recommend the set if you can find it for a good price.
Cool. So Anna, you have anything, other goodies?
Yeah, no, I can finish up with completely different things. So we've mostly been focusing mostly on Beast Wars, but, you know, I recently had other collectors actually see my collection recently, and the thing they kept saying was it was more eclectic than I expected. So I think that this show is a good illustration of how eclectic I am, because it's like, here's my Cyberverse figure, there's my Beast Wars, and then now we're back to the third-party legends. This is just how my mentality works. I just, like, get the things I like, and I don't care what they are.
It's called healthy collecting.
Huh?
It's a healthy way to collect.
It is.
Maybe. I don't know about healthy.
It's healthier than being, like, everything is compulsory. You have to buy it all.
Catch them all syndrome. Yeah, that's definitely not me. So I have the Magic Square version of Skywarp. This was released as a 3-pack with Starscream and Thundercracker. Paul got it so that he could have the Starscream, and I picked up the Skywarp one basically, because I had just sold my Siege Skywarp because I didn't really care about owning a million of that mold, and it was
Ballo.
So. Right? I was able to make a small profit on that. And by that, I mean...
Small.
Doubled it.
Triple. More than double.
Triple?
Double.
Damn.
Bala bala. Yeah, he's like 200 bucks now.
Without selling his friends. I kept the friends.
So how much did... And you said this is Magic Square?
Yeah, so it's about... It's like 75 to 80 for all three.
Okay, I thought you were going to say each. So, I was going to be like, good
no.
lord.
Some of the legends started to get up there a little bit. We got really ridiculous.
So the New Age version of the Seekers came out right before these came out. And everyone loves the New Age version of the Seekers. It's a nice intuitive transformation. The look is pretty good. They scale well with the other figures. And people just adore them. And then these came out and people gave them a lot of crap.
Yeah, I haven't heard good things.
No. I'm just going to say that it's fine. It's not as good of a figure as the New Age. I like the look better because I don't like how New Age figures look. New Age figures always have, they're always gappy. They look like fancy versions of G1 toys instead of being like toys of the cartoon. And Magic Square stuff, because of the weird plastic and the coloration and everything, always look like toys of the straight Sunbow animation models. And that's what I like. So I like it better. But I will say that, like, I have not been able to get the inner arms and the chest to tab together. So, like, if I move his arm, you know, the inside of his chest is going to move with it. Because it does tab in. That does tab in, but I just can't get it to actually tab together.
Maybe some future might help on that.
Maybe some glue.
Yeah, when in doubt.
So have you transformed it to plane?
Oh, yeah, I transformed it to plane back. And, like, I also transformed the New Age back and forth. And the New Age was a lot more fun to transform. Like, this was a pain in the butt to transform. It doesn't really fit super well together. It looks good in plane mode, and it looks good in robot mode. It doesn't pose easily in robot mode because you have to fix everything. You know, you move an arm, you have to fix the chest, you move a leg, you have to fix the inside of the leg. So it's definitely not perfect. It's not as good as the rest of what Magic Square does. But, like, I really like things like the face sculpt. Like, I think the face sculpt looks really cool. He doesn't look like Starscream, and I really like it when Skywarps don't look like Starscream.
Yeah.
I like it when they look like, you know, he's a grumpy man, and that's fine. I like grumpy man for a Skywarp. That's good. So I think it's good. I think that, to me, this is closer to hitting animation model than Magic Square ever, or than New Age gets, I mean to say. Magic Square usually hits the animation models pretty well.
So did you You gonna keep the Thundercracker as well, or?
No. I only got this one. I only picked this one up off Paul. So
okay, got it.
So I'm weird about my figures, right? I try to have one per character. So my Thundercracker is MP11, my Starscream is Meteor, and my Skywarp is the Magic Square.
They're all different sizes.
Free Skywarp, but his thumb's broken, so he no longer counts. Mm. So plus thumb to move, so this one got to replace him as my one representative. But as you can see, like, parts just move around a lot.
Yeah.
Perfect, but I'm not going to say it's bad either. I don't agree that it's bad. I think it's fine. It's like Serge was saying, those New Age ones, those are going to be like, those are like $50 each to get a hold of. You're going to spend a lot of money if you want all of those. And you can get this set for $80 for all three of them and be done if you
like that. I bought one Legends when the hype was at its peak. It was the Papa Toys Ultra Magnus, because I think at the time, and I think it still is the best looking Ultra Magnus to me. Ugh. I paid $20 shipped from eBay, so I think $20 is about the max that I would pay for a third party Legends.
I don't like the Papa Toys one at all, and I have all the Ultra Magnuses, as is about to be illustrated by the fact I'm about to hold up an Ultra Magnus. But the Papa Toys one, it is a little mess. I like this version of Ultra Magnus better.
That's a good one.
So this is a convoluted thing because this is not the Magic Square Delta Magnus, but this is the MFT version of the Magic Square Ultra Magnus done as the Delta Magnus colors.
Is it a straight like copy knockoff, or did they change some things?
It's close to a straight copy. So it is bigger. So my Ultra Magnus is right here, so they can hang out. So
it's a little bigger.
It's not like massively bigger, but it's not a tiny upscale either. It's a meaningful upscale, in my opinion. It gets into this
more like deluxes.
What'd you say?
They're more like deluxes to me. At least the Papa Toys one's huge. So
this one is
it's like bigger than some of my Studio Series deluxes.
Do I not have a deluxe on my shelf that isn't like covered in crap? I've got the weirdest stuff on my desk here, but let me pull this out of his butt. Okay. Like, here he is with the tiniest deluxe.
Yeah, you picked the smallest deluxe recently released.
Okay, so here's my other
goal on
the shelf right now.
So it's Ironworks.
But he's got a Target Master on his shoulder, and he's holding a MicroMaster.
Yeah, it's about the same.
It's about the size of a deluxe. It's a little bit smaller than a deluxe. And because MFT stuff is usually a little bit cheaper, you know, this thing's only like $25 to order it. So, and it has really good finish. Like, it has nice metallic paint on the legs, as nice metallic paint on the back. And the one thing they fixed, which was really important to me being an actual Ultra Magnus fan, is the face. The face on the Magic Square Magnus is hideous.
Kind of gaunt.
Yeah, it's just a dorky looking thing. I hate it. And this one has a nice face. Evil looking because of the eyes and the color. But it's actually
warm. I'm not used to yellow eyes on Autobots.
Yeah, it's unusual. But yeah, I think it's really cool. What I want to say about it, though, is that to me, it kind of illustrates that if you've ever heard anyone talk about Magic Square figures, the plastic is different, right? Like, it is a different kind of plastic. It's got that kind of, like, textured feel to it. It has that, like, different coloration to it. And this is cast in normal plastic. And having a Magic Square figure in normal plastic is really nice. Like, I'm
really happy to have it. It seems like the Legends hype has kind of died down a bit.
It has. Well, I guess it died down, but the price hasn't died down.
I called it that it's a fad. Just saying. I totally called it to be the big naysayer.
It was. Everyone was saying that it was going to be the next masterpiece, and nope.
I don't know if it's entirely a fad. I mean, we'll see. in a couple years that people are still making them. Magic Square's supposed to be putting out their, they've like got a date on their Menasor now. So that's going to be a big one to kind of get some hype back in. It does look really nice. They put out pictures of their Murder Master, and I'm not really into it.
Yeah. Menasor is my favorite of the G1 combiners, so I might get it just because, you know, it's a cool set and it's cheaper alternative than getting the big one of the big of like the 50 masterpiece versions that they're doing.
The combined version that they've shown for Menasor is really nice looking. Like, it is a really like your Menasor.
I would pick up a G2 version of it, and I assume they'll probably do that.
Magisphere isn't as addicted to repaints as New Age is, but they probably will.
Yeah.
They do it slower.
Yeah.
Is Iron Factory still doing Legends? Like, they were kind of, I felt the one that kind of... Okay, so they're still coming out with stuff.
Yeah, they've done, like, I think their more recent ones have been, like, those kind of samurai-looking ones they've been doing.
Was it them that did the War in Pocket series? Or is it another company?
That was
DX9. Company?
Yeah, it was
okay.
I used to get those mixed up so much. Like, I was pretty sure that the Dinobots were Iron Factory forever, but they were...
Yeah, there's so many companies now.
And of course, I have the versions of those now because I love my dirty KOs. I just sometimes, like, I don't disagree that Legends figures would be better if they were a little bit bigger. Like, I do actually agree with that. I do want them to be just a little bit bigger. So when there's enough size, I usually like it. But, yeah, that's all I plan to talk about tonight. Unfortunately, I received more things today that I could talk about, but I think I should.
Cool, then. Then I will end the show then with the last thing I have that's new, which is Studio Shiri's Shockwave here. I assume you've got this right, Sergio. You're big into Studio Series.
He's actually the last one that I need to pick up from the latest wave.
Got it.
Yeah, since, like I said, since I've been being kind of frugal, I did pick up the last deluxes I needed with the Target sale.
Yeah.
The BOGO 50% off. But unfortunately, I had to scramble to get Scavenger before he shot up in price.
Yeah, half off, and he was $20 off to begin with. Ridiculous.
Yeah. Oh, he's $20 off?
Sorry, who'd you say?
Oh, you mean you got your Shockwave $20 off?
No, I thought... I was thinking about Overload. Sorry. You were talking about Scavenger.
Oh,
my bad.
Scavenger. Yeah, Scavenger. I had to buy off of Paul because he turned out to be extremely hard to get. Shockwave has, although it's a good figure, he's pretty readily available. So
yeah.
I guess I'll just pick him up once I get the cash.
I'd been interested in him, and I don't buy too much Studio Series outside of Devastator, but I do cherry pick a thing or two here and there. And I'd been wanting to get this, and so it was the buy one, get one half off sale that I finally was able to do it. And when I first went on there, he was out of stock. But he came back in stock later in the day. And I was like, I wonder if this will even happen. And then, like, 2 hours after I ordered, they're like, it's been shipped. I was like, okay, then. I guess I'm actually going to get the figure.
So you paired that with the pre-order?
Yes. With
so
Double
did
Dealer.
Did they charge you for just his portion? Or did they charge you the whole thing?
I don't know.
That's interesting. And the funny thing is, I remember when I originally posted that in our group, it was like 3 a.m, and I had ordered a pair of Red Wings as well, and they shipped literally at like 11 a.m. the following, like later in the day. So it was like insane how quick they shipped these things out.
Yeah. So I will admit I was a little disappointed in parts of him. I think it does its job of looking the part. You know, like it looks good and it's a cool looking figure. My biggest complaint is that, like, you know, you can see on the feet here, it's fully painted purple. Everything on this guy is gray plastic. And so if there's color, it's paint. And so, like, on the chest here, that's just where they've put some of the dry brush paint on it. And, like, on the gun, there's some dry brushing here and there. But, you know, it's not the whole thing painted. If they're going to dry brush it, because the gray is so dark, I wish they would have used a brighter purple to make it pop more. You know, compare that to the old Voyage, which I actually still really like this toy, although I don't really have a place for it anymore. But I love the purple on this toy. You know, like, this obviously is much more like the movie, but who really wants to talk about those movies?
I do.
Why?
I'll talk
they
about
weren't
toys.
Good. They weren't good, but
yeah.
I talked
about them. Yeah, but, you know, it's cool that he had so much, like, dry brushed paint on him. I just wish the purple was brighter, or that they had started some of the parts off in purple and instead, like, dry brushed some metal on them or something, kind of like they did with Grimlock. But, you know, that part's cool. You know, the hose is rubber, which makes me think, I wonder how that'll be in 5 years. Maybe it'll be all right. The transformation's not much. I mean, it's, you pop off the back, you fold the arms together, and the legs, the hips pop out, and they fold up around it, and that's pretty much it. And that's fine. Mm-hmm. I'm okay with a simple transformation if it does what it should, and it pretty much does, but what the hell is this on the back of his foot? You see that? Like, the instructions don't, they show it sitting like that. And you think, oh, well, it must serve some purpose in vehicle mode, right? No. Because his feet are at the front in vehicle mode, and they just kind of dangle there around his head, which also doesn't really have anywhere to go. And it has, I don't know if you can see it on my webcam, it has this flap that folds up. And you think, oh, maybe you're supposed to do that, and you fold it around, and maybe it hides somewhere or something. No. You just, you leave the head where it is, pretty much, in vehicle mode, and it's fine. Yeah. I don't get it. It's like, it felt like they were going to do something, and they're like, oh, well, let's just leave these big ankle giblets and this head flap that doesn't do anything. Like, they gave up in the middle of designing the transformation. His weapon piece is soft rubber, which is fine. I don't have a problem with that. But it doesn't peg in super great. I mean, it's okay, but you should probably take some floor polish to it, but I don't know how this rubber is going to do with floor polish. And there's a lot of rubber on here, too. Like, the hose, you would say, okay, yeah, of course that's going to be rubber, but his hand's rubber. What? And the gun is rubber, like the barrel. That's rubber. Like, the whole thing. Like, just odd choices. Odd choices all around. Why do you got these heels? Why is so much of it rubber? Why didn't you use a brighter purple? A little bit richer of a purple. It picks up in the light, but, like, sit on a shelf, it's going to look gray. It's going to look black. I mean, it's not bad. It's a cool-looking figure. It looks nice. You know, which is kind of what Studio Series does. You know, of course, he also comes with a parachuting guy.
The best part of the set. It's the star of the set.
Is this in the movie? Do they have guys parachute in on Shockwave or
something? There was a scene... when the snake wrapped itself around the building they were in and collapsed the building.
Yeah.
And then I think there was right before they killed him, there's like a guy in a parachute that landed and covered him. And so that's how they were able to kill him, was while he was fumbling around with the parachute, someone shot him and killed him. I forget who, I think it was the Wreckers or Wheelie. One of them. I don't know. It's been a while since I've seen them. It's funny because I love the designs of the Bay movies. I love the toys and I love the lore around it. I hate the movies. Yeah. I try not to watch them as much as I can. So I don't really remember.
Yeah.
I just remember, he got covered with the parachute.
Yeah. So Ron's asking, he said he thought this was a retooled Megatron, and that may be the case. I don't.
It is. Okay. It's a retool of the Revenge of the Fallen Megatron, a very heavy retool. But it's the same basic structure as the Revenge of the Fallen.
So maybe that's why it's got the dumb ankle things and the head flap. Maybe those do something more on Megatron and they just don't do anything here.
Maybe. Yeah, then, it was an odd choice.
And
for sure.
I know people have pointed out before, but it comes with these two little, they call them slug figures of Brains and Willy. I cannot emphasize how tiny these things are. I knew they were tiny. And even in the hand, I was still like, holy crap, they're that tight. I mean, they're probably in scale or something. Yeah. You know, I don't know. But, you know, as far as leader toys goes, you know, he's a good size for modern-day leaders. You know, of course, put him next to Armada leaders, and it's like, dude, this is maybe a Voyager at best. But, you know, it's the world changes, you know. I was trying to think if I had something else more universal for comparison to show how small this is. But, like, you know, it's shorter than my fingernail. And I have, but I also have large hands. I do. I can palm a basketball. It's just how it is. Here's a bot. Here's a teddy bear bot. I can't remember his name. Christian.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You know, and like, yeah. You see how, and then they're both that small. They're both kind of soft plastic and rubber. And Brains is fine, but Wheelie has really tiny arms and legs. And like, careful that you don't rip them. because like those with tear, they're just so small.
Yeah. It's cool though. It's the first time we've gotten brains in any form.
Like I'm not mad about it. You know, it's such a small addition. It's neat that they took the time to do it at all. You know, so like nobody's going to buy that for that tiny brains figure. Well, okay, I'll say that somebody out there will do it. You know, but
the chat just fills with I bought it for the brains figure.
You gotta buy it for parachute guy.
Yeah, and you know, as Nero points out in chat, you know, these are what I expect Galvatron and Rodimus Prime to be for Unicron. You know, they announced those, so they're not a reason.
I wish that wasn't the expectation.
Yeah,
well, but I mean, knowing Hasbro, it probably will be.
Oh, I mean, they.
So.
I mean, they said when they announced it, like they're going to come with two Slug figures, and that's the first we had seen of them. This is the first time we've gotten a Slug figure from them. This is what they're going to be. They're going to be this material, you know, just the little thing. That way, they'll scale with Galvatron-ish. You know, it'll be a neat addition. You know, nothing to write home about, but why not? So I'll give Hasbro credit for throwing in some extras with this box, given how Generation Leaders, you know, we've talked about their Voyager with garbage thrown in that nobody wants the armor. At least here we got some interest. Well, for one, you know, I mean, he's a decent size for a leader to begin with, even if he is simple. But, you know, coming with the Parachute Man and the two Slug figures, that's... Hasbro doesn't do that a lot these days, so that's kind of... That's cool. That's some cool additions, I think. But anybody have any final thoughts? If not, I think we'll get on out of here.
I would.
Yeah.
I also bought a Shockwave today, but it was street dated.
This figure? Oh, you mean Cyberverse?
I'm trying to buy the Cyberverse one. And it was like, no, you can't have it. Not till June. Even though Lucas bought it like 2 months ago.
And Ron is telling us that...
February.
Ron's telling us that on the Ohio TFW board, like the Ohio siding thread, I guess, people were looking for Shockwave because of Brains and Wheelie. So, of course, you say it. You know, there's someone on the internet doing
it. Hey, man.
Of course there is. Why wouldn't there be?
Don't knock them.
All right, well, you know, if you enjoy us and what we do, hit us up on Patreon, patreon.com/TFLP. You know, we don't get the money. It just goes to our server costs. You know, and we hope to be able to have money to do some extra things like, you know, at shows, maybe do some giveaways, you know, some lightly branded merch, that type of stuff. We'll see. Make sure to check out our other shows. You know, Cut the Tapes usually air on Friday. That's a pre-recorded bit with Rick. The live shows Mondays, TFLP, of course. That's our bread and butter. Tuesdays live on Facebook is Microcasters with Lucas, Anna, and Christian, you know, 99% of the time. Every now and again, somebody else might drop in. And then, of course, Out to My Wallet here on Wednesdays, some Wednesdays. You know, and all of this airs at 8:30 at night these days. 8:30 Central, that is. 9:30 Eastern. But yeah, Out to My Wallet's probably going to be around every other week. You know, maybe less. It depends on what people have. But thanks for tuning in, and... Make sure to see us at our next show. And thanks for joining. Thanks for listening. Catch you guys later. Bye.
Bye.